Edge Club 94. KDGE. Gainesville, Dallas, Fort Worth.
Edge Club 94.
Yes, you are listening to Edge Club 94. Jeff K here, and joining us in the studio, making silly noises, is the one, the only, Moby.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome back to Dallas, I should say.
Yeah, this is my second time in my whole life.
Yeah, last time you were here was with the Shaman. Many things have happened since that show.
What's that sound?
That sound, that's your record making that sound in the background.
Oh, I haven't heard this yet.
This is the new remix of Go, the ambient mix done by Jam and Spoon. Oh. Which, without getting off the track too far, is kind of odd because Stella is basically Go, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, they borrowed pretty heavily, I think.
We'll get to that in just a second, but much has happened to you since the Shaman show, hasn't it?
I've sort of been biding my time, because of record company problems with Instinct, sort of been spending my time doing remixes and writing my own stuff, but until I have, like, this is kind of distracting because I haven't heard this yet, so I'm trying to pay attention. Writing my own stuff, but at the same time, you know, doing all these remixes and not releasing any new material until I have a record label I'm happy with.
But there is a new record, isn't there?
A new record of old songs.
Which is kind of strange. It's the first Moby album. However, Instinct released the Instinct album, which was basically you anyway.
Yeah.
Why don't you give the folks a little bit of background, because I just take it for granted that most people know who Moby is and what he's about, but...
How extensive a background?
Not, in a nutshell. You're a techno artist.
I studied classical and jazz guitar from age 10 on. Played in a hardcore punk band in high school. Was a philosophy student in college. Dropped out. Needed a job. Became a DJ.
Wow, that's kind of neat. It's on 45, yeah, but it still sounds slow, doesn't it? Maybe we should take the headphones off.
Yeah, I'll take the headphones off. Okay. Started making my own music, my own dance music about, I guess, 4 years ago, but then put out the first record about 2 years ago.
Wait a minute. That's a big jump from being a DJ in New York to putting out your first record.
Yeah.
Go into that just a little bit. How'd that happen?
Well, I was a musician before I was a DJ. So it was sort of in my nature and in my blood to want to release my own material. You know, every record I played as a DJ just inspired me to want to make my own records.
Okay. So somebody said, hey, I own a record label. Why don't you come make a record with me?
Yeah, I brought a tape to Instinct Records, and they made me sign an exclusive artist deal. This is a very sad thing.
Which at the time was probably something you didn't mind.
I was jumping up and down. You know, I called my girlfriend up on the phone. I got a deal. They're not giving me any money, but I got a deal.
Yeah.
And
well, hopefully that's changed now, hasn't it? Not necessarily from Instinct, but the money's there. One would think.
Sort of.
Mr. Erasure, Mr. Shaman, Mr. Soho.
I mean, the remix stuff, it pays my rent and lets me, you know, I have a pretty nice studio.
Good.
But, you know, at the risk of sounding cliched, my motivation isn't to make money. It's to, you know, whatever, express myself and hopefully foster a positive and healthy global scene, as it were.
Man.
I know it sounds corny,
the ever-profound Moby. You know, it's funny because, I think your motives are to be respected as opposed to some other folks.
Oh, yeah, I was lying. I'm just in it for the money.
Yeah, you're just in it for the money. I know. Mm-hmm. Now, but you're very well-spoken. You're very earth-conscious, very strong political views.
And not so bright.
And religious views.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just nice. It's refreshing every once in a while from somebody to come up here and go, yo, man, I make a record, dude.
I mean, it is. A lot of people ask me about that, about, you know, the seeming contradiction and having, you know, strong religious beliefs, strong social beliefs and whatever, and being involved in something like rave culture that seems so hedonistic. But somehow, whether it's just rationalization on my part, but I've resolved it in myself, so it's not a contradiction, you know.
Let's talk about the rave culture for just a second, if we can, because when was the Shaman show? Was it about a year ago?
January.
Was it? Okay. January of this year?
1992.
Okay. So it's only been, 8 months then?
Yeah.
Lots happened since then. Rave has become like the R word now.
Yeah.
It's like you don't want to call a party a rave.
No, my mom knows what it is, so.
CNN has covered raves.
Mm-hmm.
many people who were the flavor of the month remixers 8 months ago have sort of fallen off, i.e. Beltram. But you, have, for some reason, have managed to stay at the forefront of being in demand for folks who do remixes. And this isn't just in the rave culture. This is people like Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on, man? How do you explain that?
I think part of my appeal is that what I do is really strange. Like, I don't know how to remix a record very well. So to cover up for my lack of experience, I just make it weird.
Last time we talked, something that left an impression on me was a lot of times you might not particularly like the band, but you get a kick out of how weird you can turn song. Like, you know, how you can, you know, distort it and derange the song.
Like the one thing I pulled out, this B-52's mix, the original was 120 beats per minute. So I made mine 240 beats per minute.
Oh, my God.
I did a similar thing with Michael Jackson with Beat It. And it'll be released soon, but it's...
Isn't it out on import? I think it might be available.
They released the song Who Is It, but they picked my most commercial mixes, which was kind of disappointing. Because I did some mixes for him that were so weird. If they release them, I'll be amazed.
So I think the key is that there's no particular style. If there is any style, it's the fact that there's no style.
I just like everything to be sort of a little bit subversive, you know. Like if you hear it, to make people stop and think for a second. You know, whether that means making something really hard or really soft. Like I did a Pet Shop Boys mix that's, you know, really, really ambient. Just sort of like, you know, a departure for the band.
Well, let's make people stop and take a listen to this B-52's mix.
Okay.
That was the first one you picked. I put a stack of your remixes in front of you, and the first one off the top was Good Stuff from the B-52's. The Scottish or...
Shottisha. Shottisha is sort of a Scottish version of a polka.
Ah, so the Scottish...
Shottish.
Shottish. Shottish polka version of the B-52's Good Stuff, courtesy of Moby. Moby's going to be hanging with us for a while. If you want to talk to him, 751-0945 is the number.
Or come down to my hotel.
You can come to his hotel, too.
I think it's called the Continental.
Oh, are you staying there?
I think so. Conrad Hilton's first hotel.
Well, we'll hook
him
up.
It's only $45 a night, so it's not any...
Okay. All right. Well, enough ad for the Continental. We'll get to more
information.
They don't
have a very good weight room, though. That's the only problem.
You should hear this. There's babies crying on this record now.
Let me put on the headphones.
Here, check it out, man.
Oh, that's me.
Is that you? How did Jam and Spoon get that? Okay, anyway, here we go. B-52's Messed Up by Moby on Edge Club 94.
Can we introduce it?
Yeah. Go ahead, Moby. Tell them what they're hearing right now.
Well, this is the Amphetamix of Go that I remixed for German record label Rough Trade. And it's about the 14th or 15th mix of Go that I did.
It's incredible.
And by this time, I was just kind of fed up with mixing Go, so I tried to make it as extreme as possible.
And I think, 150 BPM is kind of...
150, maybe 151, I'm not sure.
Man. And what did we just get out of? The Shottish?
Of the B-52s.
Yeah. Of the B-52s, Good Stuff. Now, how did... Was it the B-52s that wanted you, or was it another thing where the record company knew what would sell to techno DJs?
Their management wanted me, but then, strangely enough, when the B-52s heard it, they then asked me to do all the other remixes.
You're kidding.
No, I did three altogether.
Wow. I thought that was the only mix that you did. So all the mixes on the 12-inch?
Actually, no. Mark Kinch... No, not on that 12-inch, I only did one mix, but then there are two other songs that I mixed.
Oh, that are about to come out?
Yeah.
From the new album?
Yeah.
Can you give us a clue?
One's called Is That You, Modine?
Okay.
And the other is called Revolution Earth.
Right. We're playing that one here in normal rotation on the Edge.
But then there's, I guess, some remixes that'll be released that I did.
Wow. Man. See, that's what I mean by there's a lot that has happened to you since the Shaman show. So, you know, what's funny is, like, the B-52s just announced their tour. Violent Femmes are going to open. Are you going to, like, open before? It's going to be, like, Moby, Violent Femmes, B-52s? Could it ever get to that point?
Touring with the B-52s, I don't know.
It'd be kind of strange. But somehow I think with your new haircut and all, you'd kind of fit in with the B-52s.
Maybe I should just leave now.
No, that was definitely a compliment.
Okay. Strangely enough, Julie Cruz is their new new singers.
I know, that's kind of crazy. I just meant the...
I know.
It's a visual thing now. Your hair has become a visual thing.
I look like a circus freak.
No. No. If you want to see what Moby looks like, hey, let's
come to my hotel.
You just want an orgy tonight.
No. I have a girlfriend. That wouldn't be kosher.
All right. Let's go ahead and plug the show real quick. Tomorrow night at the Lizard Lounge.
Yes.
Moby? Mm-hmm. His new haircut
with brass poles and all.
It's a really cool club. And
I think it used to be a den of iniquity.
Well, actually, it was a club. Well, actually, no, it was a bordello. Then it was a club. Then it was a topless bar, mm-hmm. and now it's a club again. But a very cool club, a club that has opened their mind in the past couple of months to this genre.
They had the Prodigy and Digital Boy.
Digital Boy. And we had Two Unlimited.
Yeah.
And no comment. We had Apotheosis. Mm-hmm. And the Apotheosis set list, O Fortuna, O Fortrina, O for Pete's Sake, and O for Crying Out Loud.
I think I know one of these.
In any case, but now we've got Moby. So for those who saw you blow the shaman away, is it going to be the same kind of show, or is it going to be something new, or
it's
what?
It's a little more technically advanced.
Aha!
We have, you know, the lights. I travel with a lighting guy who's pretty amazing. And, but other than that, I've been working out more, so my stamina is a little better.
Wow. So you're all buff now.
I don't know about buff. I'm still pretty scrawny.
Do you do your rap song in the set?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe that's
the thing from the Recoil album or something
different? Something
different.
That's probably a good time for people to go to the bathroom during that song.
So your set is like actually that long now where people can go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. I'm tired of these 30-minute shows.
Yeah. I should warn people, the set starts off, might confuse people the way it begins.
Okay.
Doesn't start off.
Right. Well, we won't give away too much.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, let's give away some tickets.
Okay.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, Lizard Lounge lets in 21 and up for free. So this is kind of a cool deal that we have for those 18, 19, and 20 years old.
Or 16 and 17 with good fake IDs.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And I've also got copies of your new album on cassette.
New album of old songs.
New album of old songs mm-hmm. on cassette. Well, now next is the E, and Ah-Ah might be old to you, but they're new to us.
But they're also, they were specifically recorded for a movie.
We're going to talk about that.
So in some ways, they're not representative
In fact, why don't you pick something else out of the stack there that we can throw on the turntable real quick.
How about this Brian Eno mix?
Yeah, that's really cool. That's really cool. And you just remixed the Eno. In fact, talk just a little bit about the Eno mix while I cue up the record.
Okay. Well, it was kind of like a lifelong dream. Well, here I am just talking by myself on the radio.
You're doing fine.
Okay. Well, more than any other person in the history of popular music, Brian Eno's, you know, one of my heroes. And to get a phone call from him one day saying that he wanted me to remix his song was sort of a dream come true.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And I did not feel worthy. You know that scene in Wayne's World when they meet Alice Cooper? And kneel down like, we're not worthy.
We're not worthy of this.
That was me with Brian Eno.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, it's queued up and mm-hmm. just in time as that song was ending there. So we're going to go ahead and give that a listen while we take, let's give away. How many pair do you want to give away?
That would be five.
Five pair, man.
Five pair of tickets. And
what a sight gag.
Maybe we should make it interesting.
How's that?
Okay, you have to name a 20th century philosopher.
Oh, my God.
Anybody. It could be your mom, but I have to name a 20th century philosopher.
Right, but you're personally going to answer the phone, right? So you decide whether they get the tickets or not.
Yeah, I have a feeling. I'm pretty nice guy, so I have a feeling everyone's going to get tickets.
Okay, well, five pair. We normally start with caller number 9, so that would be 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13.
Mm-hmm.
And each one gets an autographed cassette of your new album of old music.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound good?
And what else can they get?
What else can they get? They can get to chat with you for mere moments.
And
then come to your hotel room at the end of the night.
Can we give them money?
No money. That's against the law. It's against FCC rules. I tell
everyone
you
that calls up gets $50.
Stop it. Now you stop it.
From the Edge slush funds.
Stop it. Okay, here we go. This is Moby Remix of Brian Eno. I just got the record today. So you go ahead and introduce the song.
I haven't even seen it. It's called the Upriver Mix. It's sort of based around Heart of Darkness by Joseph Conrad.
The Upriver Mix of Fractal Zoom?
Fractal Zoom by Brian Eno.
Aha.
Named after Heart of Darkness or Apocalypse Now. Same thing.
Cool.
Sort of.
On Edge Club 94.
A literary reference.
94.5 The Edge. You're listening to Edge Club 94. Jeff K here. With me is Moby. I want to congratulate, oh my gosh, Michelle Fultner, Kristen Fenstermaker, Damian Scott, and Josh Hopkins. They were 9th, 10th, like 12th and 13th, Moby. Somehow we got kind of wrapped up in that whole phone thing.
Yeah, we talked to someone who was 26.
We talked to somebody who was 26 who wasn't listening when we said they were free for those of them 21 and over. So we only got four people taken care of, which is okay.
We can give away. We have six more pairs of tickets.
We got six more pair of tickets to give away, and we can do that sometime between now and 2 o'clock.
Think of another good question.
All right, now, what we're listening to right now. Oh, we did get some good 20th century philosophers.
Yeah.
Even some that stumped you.
Yep, I was stumped.
Which is amazing. Let's see. We heard the Eno thing, which was really cool. And what we're hearing right now is another mix of Go, which is on this new German double pack. And which mix is this?
This is the Arpathoski mix.
Now, wait a minute. Arpathoski mix?
Arpathoski.
And what is the story behind that?
Well, okay. The first part, arp, is because it has a sort of arpeggiated thing running through it.
Okay. And then, I'll take your word for it.
And then pathos, because it's sort of sad and pathos-laden.
Okay.
And then Kai is my girlfriend's name. So Arpathoski. It's a stupid little play on.
No,
words.
I think it's very ingenious. Mm. Kai. What nationality is Kai?
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I knew that. And you know the people from Cleveland, it's KY.
Oh yeah.
Kai is a Cleveland.
Once you get over the
Cincinnati
river.
Thing.
No, her real name's Kim, but when she was growing up, here's a little anecdote for you. You know how when you get measured against a doorway as you're growing up? Her grandmother would only write down the first two letters of everyone's name. So Kimberly became Kai.
She wouldn't even put Kim. It would be Kai.
To be egalitarian, she'd only put down the first two letters of everyone's name. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know what I wanted to tell everybody. You're going to be at Bill's tomorrow. Bill's Records and Tapes. Sometime tomorrow afternoon, meeting and greeting. Meeting and greeting. Doing the whole meet and greet
after
thing.
After we go to the water
some
park.
Some finger sandwiches and stuff. And autographing all the Moby Grape records you can find.
Mm-hmm.
That's after you go to Wet n' Wild. So you're doing like an in-store at Wet n' Wild before you do the in-store at Bill's.
Yeah.
So people can meet you like what, on the Bonsai Pipeline at Wet n' Wild?
I haven't been to Wet n' Wild yet, so.
Oh, okay. But that's something you're definitely going to do tomorrow.
It's sort of like the theme to our tours. Wherever we go, we try and go to a water park.
Get wet.
Yeah.
Okay. I like to do, last time you were here, I did this. Let's do this again. I'm going to throw out some names at you, and the first thing that comes into your mind. You know, it's one of those where I go blue, and you say red, and I say, you know, no.
Okay.
A couple of things. I just want your perception on these.
Okay, I'll close my eyes.
Okay, you ready?
Okay.
You ready? Los Angeles.
Highways.
Joey Beltram.
Good buddy.
Good buddy. New York club scene.
Dirty.
Limelight Club.
Horrible.
Let's stop there. Let's talk about. I want to know, why is the Limelight horrible and why is the New York club scene dirty? Tell us about your gig that you got going on now and how you're trying to change that.
Okay. Well, first off, Limelight is horrible because, I don't know, it was interesting about maybe a year ago, 6 months ago, when it was the only place in New York you could hear techno music. But the format's just become, they're really locked into this real hard Belgian style. I mean, they still play Dominator three times a night.
God.
And it's overcrowded, and it costs too much to get in, and the security's really unpleasant, and it's just nasty. They charge like $6 for a drink.
Mm.
You know, it's one of the most unpleasant places.
One of the things that I noticed when I was there in July for the new music seminar is there's no breakbeat, there's no tribal,
that's the Limelight.
There's no trance, there's no. For people who are wanting people to, let's say, open their minds to a new genre of music, very close-minded about this new music that they're playing.
Yeah, they're locked into the Hoover sound. You know,
yeah, which has its place.
Oh, it's great, but, you know, there's so much other interesting music going on.
So what are you doing to change that?
Well, we've got a club called NASA that you can actually read about in Time magazine this week.
Wow. Is NASA like a club within a club kind of thing? Or?
Yeah, it's in a place called Shelter, which is like a deep house club, but on Friday nights we do something there.
Okay. When you say who are you working with?
My lighting director. I'm not a promoter or anything. I just...
No, you're a DJ.
I come down and play records every
right.
now and then.
But do you DJ with anybody else or is it just you?
No, with a bunch of other people. Local people from New York.
Anybody we would know about?
No.
Okay.
Just friends of
That's
mine.
That's cool then. That's kind of cool.
We just play a lot of real happy music.
Happy?
You know, like lots of pianos.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I think you're going to have a good time here in Dallas.
Everybody's very happy, you know.
Very cool.
Lots of fresh young faces.
And so that's actually taken off now. NASA. And speaking of NASA,
it stands for Nocturnal Audio and Sensory Awakening.
Wow.
I didn't make up the name. I probably would have thought of something better.
And when I invited you to hang out with us on Edge Club tonight earlier this week, you told me that, speaking of NASA, like the NASA Project record is
doing very well. That's one of my biggest records, the Crack Baby song.
Man.
Yeah. And people come up to me and they're like, what is this? And I say, it's from Dallas. And I'm like, Dallas?
Dallas?
It doesn't have steel guitars.
That's crazy. Well, that's good. Let's get back. Let's get back to talking, throwing things out at you real quick. Yeah, that's about okay. Over, but I'll put it back. Okay? Europe.
Commonwealth.
Europe in the last 2 months. Have you been there?
Yeah, I was in Belgium. I played a party in a big long boat by an oil refinery.
And did you do the May Day thing?
No. I was in Germany at the time, but I didn't go to May Day. I was actually in Munster.
Okay.
Europe's okay. It's not. America's a lot more interesting right now.
Okay.
Just because the Europeans, I mean, everything's getting so factional, you know, where it's some people only like this narrow type of music, some people only like this narrow type of music, whereas in America it seems like sort of everything goes.
Yeah.
Which is nice, you know. Cause
it's kind of crazy. The whole garage versus rave thing in England is really going its separate ways.
Yeah.
It used to be everybody in one, and now everybody's going
in separate
ways.
I know, it's very sad.
It's crazy. All right. Quickly, last remix you did?
That would be the B-52s.
Okay, next remix you're going to do?
I don't know. I don't know. See, I'm working on my own stuff for a while.
Quick list of artists that you have remixed in the last year.
Enjoy.
Wait, stop right there. Where is the Mindflux remix that you talked about?
The guys
in
Enjoy didn't like it, so they don't want it released.
What?
It's the truth.
You gotta smack them. Did you bring that down on cassette?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
But I think it was too fast.
Too fast for Enjoy?
Yeah, they're sort of locked in. They're locked in their sound.
They're locked in not putting anything out. And I should have put it out.
I tried to break. It's like just a breakbeat version of Mindflux.
Wow.
It's real simple.
It's what we needed.
And so Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Prodigy, Orbital, Fortran 5, B-52s, Michael Jackson, Pet Shop Boys, Erasure, Soho, Brian Eno. That's all I can think of right now.
Great.
The Shaman.
Good in the Shaman. You going to be doing anything for the new Shaman LP?
No, the Shaman, because of that tour, they don't like me too much.
Oh,
because there was some resentment because a lot of people, for whatever reason, like my show more than like theirs.
Well, and that's what I said earlier. You heard me. I mean, that was the thing here in Dallas. You blew them away.
And we got some reviews, like the New York Times reviewed the show and panned them and gave me a really good review. And they weren't too happy about that. So when it came time to remix the new stuff, everyone wanted me to do it, except for the guys in the band.
Didn't want to be stood up again.
They're a little bitter.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. This time is just flying by, and Edge Club 94 is a music-intensive program.
I know.
We are not a talk
show.
We're
talking too much.
I would love to sit here and talk to you till 2 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But even better, here, close your eyes again. I'm going to throw something else at you.
Okay.
Will you do a guest mix for us right now?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Fantastic. You're not only an artist. You're not only a producer.
Do you want to throw me a couple more words?
A couple more words?
Let's see what happens.
Okay. Money Penny.
Oh, no. Okay. I can't even
say. You can't even say.
It would not be nice. I mean, I really, really like her, but the first thing that jumped in my mind didn't have... It had. you probably know what it had.
Yes, I know what it had.
Okay.
New music seminar.
Nice to see people.
Rave panel.
Rave panel? Waste of time.
rest of tour. Is there? Is this even a
water
tour,
parks.
Man?
No, this is every weekend we go away to a different city and play a show and go to the water park and eat in a local vegetarian restaurant.
Wow.
And it's great.
Okay.
You know, and meet lots of really nice people.
Okay.
Present company excluded, of course.
Oh, now, come on, man.
I was just kidding.
I know you are.
Eddie Munster, Butch Patrick.
Butch Patrick.
And for funny mention
suing this radio station.
This radio station
was on the cover of USA Today.
I went to see U2 the other night, and they have these info things going around the whole stage.
Right, the Zoo TV.
And that was
tour.
One of the things.
Why doesn't he sue them? He's suing this radio station, Moby.
Butch Patrick?
Butch Patrick.
Well, see, I live in Little Italy, which is where John Gotti used to have his headquarters. And since he's been arrested, there are a lot of hitmen who are out of work. If you want me to give you their numbers.
Stop it. Are you curious as to why?
Why he's suing you?
Yeah.
Probably because he's been a has-been ever since the Munsters. I don't know. Oh, he's going to sue me now, too. Oh, no.
The thoughts and expressions viewed by Moby do not necessarily reflect those of ADGE radio station in 94.5.
Or Richard M. Hall.
Oh, my gosh. No, we used... Oh, and see, there's the hotline right there.
Know,
no, we used
the Butch Patrick hotline.
We used his... we allegedly now... used his likeness or something in an ad when we allegedly promoted some t-shirts or something of ours, stating that he allegedly had no life. And so now he's suing us. Which isn't true. Did you know that he's been in like 20 movies and recorded 5 record albums and things? This is all in the lawsuit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I'm sure.
Anyway.
I mean, he's a very, very talented young man. And I'm sure he has a very successful career.
He does.
You know,
enough said.
I'm surprised that such a busy, talented man can find the time to be concerned about little guys like us.
I know. Anyway, you're playing tomorrow night at the Lizard Lounge. It's free for those 21 and up, 18, 19, and 20-year-olds.
Or people with good fake IDs.
Now. For those of you 18, 19, and 20, I got 6 pair of tickets to give away.
16, 17-year-olds, borrow your brother's ID.
I'm going to cut that mic off. Moby's going to jump on the turntables when we return from commercials and tear it up live for you on the wheels. I'm going to try and take 6 calls somehow in between all that and get 6 more winners of these tickets tomorrow. Each of them gets an autographed cassette of your latest album of old material. Mm-hmm. And once again, I want to remind them that you're going to be appearing at Bill's tomorrow after the Wet n' Wild jaunt. Mm-hmm. So if you're not even old enough to get in to see Moby tomorrow night at the Lizard Lounge, you might want to swing by Bill's tomorrow afternoon and meet Moby, because with the new hairstyle, he's certainly worth meeting.
I'm the one that looks like the sideshow freak.
Not. Mm-hmm. Maybe ABC, but not the sideshow freak. Anyway, Moby, thank you very much for stopping by.
Well, thanks for
having
me. It's
always a pleasure.
And now
get that DJ mentality going, because when we return from commercials, you're live on the wheels, man.
Okay.
Edge Club 94 continues after this. 94
open 7 days a week in Town East Mall, Irving Mall, Northeast Mall, and the parks at Arlington. Put your coolest foot forward with Vans at Fast Forward.
Hi, this is Voodoo Child. This is Barracuda. No, wait, this is Brainstorm. Is this UHF? Oh, well, in any case, this is Moby, and you're listening to the cutting edge of techno, Edge Club 94, with Jeff K on 94.5, The Edge.
soul, in my mind, all over me, in my heart.
Moby's on the mix on Edge Club 94.
Thank you. crowd says so. You can move it if the crowd says so. You can move it if the crowd says so. You can move it if the crowd says so. You can move it if the crowd says so. You can move it if the crowd says so. You can move it if the crowd says so. Keep your moving 'cause the crowd said so. You can move it if the crowd says so. You can move it if the crowd says so. You can move it if the crowd says so. You can move it if the crowd says so. You can move it if the crowd says so. You can move it if the crowd says so. You can move it if the crowd says so. You can move it if the crowd says so.
It's Edge Club 94. Wrapping up his mix in fine style was guest DJ this evening, Moby. What the heck's going on, man?
I think the record player got stuck on 45.
The House of Pain, done by the Mickey Mouse Singers. Kind of nice, though, man. Very nice.
Yeah, it's one of those songs that kind of like just got stuck in my head and I can't get it out.
Kind of got stuck. Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, we managed to get two more phone calls. Congratulations to Louis Tran and Scott Kinnebrew. They each got tickets to go see Moby tomorrow night at the Lizard Lounge. That leaves me with four more pair. So we're going to be giving those away within the next hour because we're out of here at 2 o'clock. I'm heading down to the Lizard Lounge. Now, you're like, what are you, hotel bound or... No telling, right?
I'm not sure. I'm in the middle of a pretty good book right now that I kind of want to finish.
Wow, man,
pretty good trashy. I mean,
a trashy novel.
Yeah, nothing too highbrow.
Okay, so Moby's gonna read. I'm gonna go to the Lizard Lounge.
I might go out. I'm not sure.
Okay,
maybe just wander the lonely streets of Dallas.
Yeah, go around Deep Ellum, see what you can find. But anyway, he's playing tomorrow night at the Lizard Lounge. Don't forget, 21 and up, get in free. And if you're 18, 19, or 20, you can either try and win tickets here between now and 2, or you can just pay. Gosh darn it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we have more tickets to give away.
It's well worth it. Yes, I have four more pair of tickets to give away to see you tomorrow. And when we return, I'm going to give them a new record on XL Records. That's Dallas-based XL. Same label that gave us the NASA project.
Which we heard earlier.
Right. And the Global Record, which I'm going to give to you this evening.
Okay.
And also one that I gave to you, too, is the brand new one from Digital One. It's the Theranic EP. It's brand new on XL here out of Dallas, and it's next on Edge Club 94.
Uh-huh.